Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Tuluga.
Let's get right into the action with a recap, shall we? Last time on Dicey Situations, the Saviors of the South celebrated their victory with Ivy and their forest friends. Tuluga led the party in paying respect to the fallen citizens of Tidagol and checked in with Theo on his relationship with the Man in Black. Bleebly told his plope much of what he had discovered at Brackenridge Peak, but left out some details of his bargain with the God of Death. Determined now to rid Aeona of its demon lords and stop Strife and his brothers, they joined a mischievous Glebnor in a much-deserved long rest. In the morning, they received some magic items Ivy had made from the Barstoke's corpse, and returned the favor with a wedding cake and some confusing feelings. With the South now in the safe hands of Ivy and the Baggy Neck, the Chaos crew returned to the thankful Hill Dwarves of Brendini to meet with the Stone Gripper Council. Nancine quickly pulled Tuluga inside her office to reveal some disturbing news from Windmere. Not only were the Stormcrawlers refusing to send aid against an impending Gnoll invasion, but all of Krizig's worshippers were being called back to the capital to join in the war against Yeageron. Defiant Nancine had one last piece of information to give, that the false god Krizik was not always Aeona's god of storms. And I think we will begin the episode right back where we left off. We are in Nancine's small stone office with Tuluga. What would you like to do?
That's a bit of a doozy. I mean, I already gathered that information.
It is a secret passed down from my father, his father before him, and his before him. Krizik was a god of convenience that we needed to end the war. There's something I have to show you inside the old museum. I believe it's deep in its basement, but I can get us past the lore keeper down there if we need to.
Okay, I'm just gonna give you a second.
Please.
I got a sidebar within this sidebar.
Sure.
I ring up the king.
You click your sending stone. It rings for a minute.
Who is this?
Excuse me, this is Tuluga? Tuluga Plupluplin.
You hear some rustling.
She sounds hideous.
Well, I'm a fish. You sound like you don't have a beard.
What is he saying?
And then you see, hear like more rustling. Tuluga, that was my wife. I'm sorry. What's going on?
I'm giving you a heads up. I'm going to, in about, I don't know how long, but be ready with the war council.
Sure, I can, I'll assemble the council. How are things going with the Hill Dwarves?
Great, we're gonna have a big meeting, but I figured, he doesn't see it, but Tuluga's just like stone cold, 1,000 yards staring as he's like, we got a lot to talk about, there's a war going on, and I gotta, you know, a lot of strategy planning, it's gonna go move forward, and
finally,
you know, I gotta organize things here.
I love strategy planning for a war, this is gonna be awesome. Alright, I'll get your allies that I have here, we'll be ready.
Alright, love you.
What?
Hang up.
And seems like...
I love confusing him.
He sounds reasonable,
He's just so confused.
You have a pretty close relationship with this king?
I just find it funny to mess with him sometimes.
All right, well, I mean, I'm never gonna say no to bullying Firebellies, so... All right, before we have this meeting, I believe I need to show you and your friends what I know.
Okay. Where's the door?
Oh,
I
sorry.
Start feeling the wall. I start kicking. Where are the hinges so I can kick
you know,
open
I
the
just,
door?
Stone shape makes things a lot easier for me. Hold on.
She puts her hand against the wall as a door rolls away. What are you guys doing out there with Stagley?
I'm showing him how I shot the demon right in the head, just like...
Oh, right between his eyes!
And I'm mimicking the demon, making a big hole enter my head. And then falling over and going, I'm a stupid idiot.
I bet he did say that.
He did. I can't even eat a fish.
He's going to eat a fish.
Oh, they're back. Straightens up as you guys exit from this side chamber back into the council quarters.
Brother, before we continue the festivities and the council, I'm going to require that our heroes come with me for a quick detour. It was just getting to the good part. We're mocking a demon.
Don't worry, I got a treat for everyone.
Well.
Later.
Sure. I guess we'll be here,
Stagley, why don't you you know, you seem like you're great for parties.
I've been told.
So go to the Hamhead Tavern. Let them know that we're setting up for a big party.
Unbelievable.
We're going to need banners.
Yeah, I'm setting you in charge of this. So, you know.
Whoa.
Responsibility
from the god himself.
Don't mess this up.
Oh, Jaleb, I need you to come with me. He grabs his other sister.
Get Buff Chuck. We're going to need corn.
Lots of corn.
They take off out of the keep. You can see his little attendant just chasing after him.
I look over at Nantine. Probably make it easier so you can show us whatever you have to show us.
Thank you for getting him out of my hair. Please follow me if you would. Everyone, about your business, get this hall ready for a feast if you would. We have an important council meeting and hopefully a celebration after. So, the finest decorations we have make it very just presentable. Just especially this background area. Make a perception check if you would.
No, just have fun with it. You know, let your creative
24
creativity take over. You know,
9,
nat 20.
Okay. With Toluga and Theo notice.
Glenmore, I'm playing my toy soldier.
Yeah. I'm so happy she made that toy for him. But why'd you kick me out so fast?
You notice that there is a... they have, like, their thrones up on this raised stone platform. And there's, like, a small, like, circular dais in front of it. It appears that if you were to place a sending stone here, you'd be able to cast an image of who you were talking to on it. And they, what Nancine is trying to tell her attendants is to make sure that the background looks very fancy and cool. That way they don't look poor and ho-dunk compared to the Underdark dwarves.
All right, follow me.
Okay.
Can I get just, I guess, survival checks? You can do with an advantage because she's leading you there. But just,
I'm an urchin.
That's true. This is mostly to see if the crowds of hill dwarves kind of impede your movement.
19.
11.
21.
Glebnor, there's like a lot of dwarven children have like jumped onto your back and are kind of slowing you down as they're like,
we're on the big go!
Yay!
Hey.
Oh.
Reggie's like, get off him! Pushing them off of the back of Glebnor.
I make slides.
And Nancine does lead you down a couple of side streets to sort of lose the crowd. And you make your way towards a pretty large, very fancy stone building. Can actually get history checks, and Rich, you can make it with advantage.
7.
4.
9.
Fucking sick building.
That's a nice architecture.
Look at those arches.
Yeah, very, it's like
stonework?
A...
stonework?
Picture, if you would, like a museum in the finest city you've been to. Just a really nice, well-lit museum as
so
you
it's
walk
like
in.
The Louvre?
Yeah, it's the Louvre of...
It's made glass, even though there's stone grippers.
Yeah. It's like it should be made of glass, but it's just stone, so no one can see through any of it. It's just sharp rocks kind of in this strange shape. You're led through, and immediately a very small gnomish man who looks ancient almost, long white hair that he has kind of tied into weird little pigtails, actually. He has a little short white beard, and he's like,
hello! Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Krizik Memorial. Come on in, come on in. We have a gift shop. Come and inspect all of the things.
Oh. Jingle Flop, we don't need the full rigmarole.
Oh, Nancine, hello, welcome, welcome, welcome.
He kind of leads you all in. This appears to be Lore Keeper Jingle Flop. That's my own fault.
Oh, Jingle Flop.
Like we've heard so much.
I hope good things, yeah.
I actually heard very little, just your name, really.
Yeah, which is a great name.
I heard your nickname was Floppy.
They do call me Floppy. Who told you? Who's dropping a dime on me?
Yeah, they said that was your nickname for the dance move you can do.
Oh, let me do it.
He just does like a like dead drop, just lands on the floor.
How long has it been since I activated my wood soldier?
I'd say you still got about a half hour on that thing.
Baby Theo, do the same flop.
You see, this little wooden Theo does the same dead drop next to him.
Oh, yeah, that is good. You are fun, guys. Well, I would love to show you all of the Krizik exhibits.
Make a perception check now that you guys are inside of the museum.
23.
14.
16.
Just abhorrent Krizik propaganda all over this museum. There are multiple statues of Krizik, each one buffer than the next.
Mm-mm. What quality stone are these statues?
Yeah, you do see peeking out of the bag of holding. You can see that Cobbler's like, as he stares at a big statue of Krizik. And this statue of Krizik seems to be holding a dwarf as if saving him from some calamity.
Excuse me, everyone. Sidebar, Tuluga?
Sidebar.
I'm going to huddle you next to me.
What if I make him invisible when we go over that way? He eats some stuff.
I didn't hear anything.
So with the bag kind of open, I'm going to cast my once a day invisibility on Cobbler and let him run wild on the statues.
I let him out of the bag. I'm like, Cobbler, I feel like you know how to find your way home. I probably won't see you, so, but I will feel you.
Yeah, you will feel the weight change that immediately happens when he jumps into the bag folding.
Go crazy. And I ruffle his rocks.
Jingleflop does not notice a tiny invisible cobbler scuttling through the museum.
Well, well, well. Look upon our magical tapestries.
There are large tapestries.
What makes them magical?
It's mostly not like actual magical, but more of the vibe.
And you can actually see, can you guys make insight checks real quick?
13?
13.
8. Reggie's sweating nervously next to this other gnome and hasn't said a word yet.
Oh, you brought other gnome here. Hello. Are you from the homeland? Totally. I've been there so many times. It's great being gnome. I do not recognize your accent.
See, the thing is, he grew up somewhere else, but he's visited the homeland. He doesn't like to talk about it because his grandfather, you know, tried to save him when he was being kidnapped, and it's a very sensitive topic.
I can't believe you brought it up.
The less we say, the better.
Yeah.
Can I get a deception check with advantage because you're all helping each other with this bullshit story?
It's like, yeah, my grandfather was such cool guy.
It's a nice 7.
I'm going to give him good.
12?
Oh, we're all doing
it. So with advantage, you guys are fucking awful at life.
Hold on.
I could save this. 16.
Very interesting tale.
Where are you from?
Yeah, where are you from, huh?
Interesting accent you have.
Yeah.
I am from the gnome homeland of Tinkerville.
Where? Gnome home?
It's my gnome home.
Yeah, where is that?
It is southeast of Magria.
Interesting.
You know, I suppose south of Magria?
East of here.
Tidagol. You know, there's a lot of places south of Magria. Way to be discriminatory.
Well, I feel like I've really got egg on my face now. Let's continue the tour.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Gaze upon the tapestry.
I'm not sure I want to.
Give it a gaze. A quick gaze. Yes, we will gaze.
You're getting a glance at best.
I'll give you a side eye.
I'm turning my back to the tapestry.
For those of you side-eyeing or glancing at the tapestry, it is an elaborate tapestry of a very buff Krizik riding a cloud, destroying machines.
Try hard.
I'll also say you do notice that there is a small gift shop that has tiny Krizik bobbleheads available for sale.
Write that down, son. Write that down.
It's 4 gold, 99 silver, if you would like to purchase one.
99 bobbleheads, daddy.
There also is some Krizik t-shirts. It just says, storms are coming. And it's like a cartoon Krizik giving a thumbs up.
How much are the shirts?
No shirts.
19 gold, 99 copper.
Pass.
It's fine. The gift shop is not as successful as we were hoping. But look at all of our beautiful renovations.
Where?
Renovations?
Yes. Well, before Krizik funded all his money from Windmere here to redo it, this was a museum to the Great War.
Huh.
My friends here are historians from Tidagol, and they're actually more interested in the older collection, things we may have shuttered down into the basement.
There's no reason to go down there. It's not that interesting, boring stuff.
Have you been the lore keeper a long time, Jingleflop?
I'm a recent addition. I recently got, added on to this building and establishment. I love it here, though.
And who's your god of choice?
Krizik, obviously. Look at that rippling man.
He looks up at Krizik floating in this stupid cloud fucking picture.
Well, I will not stop a member of the council. If you wish to dig around in our old dirty crates, feel free.
Okay.
Can I see Maxine's sidebar?
Yeah.
Would it be easier if he was out of here?
I mean, that would be great. I don't want him to be kind of following us around as we go downstairs.
Should we have baby Theo? What? Keep an eye on him?
No, I haven't done this in a while. I feel like it's going to be worth it.
Oh, okay, go.
And as intimidating as I can in front of him, I look at him and say, as the historian here...
Yes, a fellow historian.
I don't like how you're hiding some of the rest of your works. We need the whole picture. It's, you should be ashamed of yourself.
What?
I command you to flee this museum in shame.
Okay, I'll make a wisdom saving throw.
DC 15.
As a 3 on the die.
Runs.
I have betrayed history!
History never forgets!
You see a tiny gnome scuttle out of the building, burst the doors open, and make his way into the streets.
All right, that should buy us some time.
That was one way to do it. Hell yeah. All right.
Does that or knock him out?
Yeah. Get a quick perception check from everybody. Actually, it has to be a disadvantage because your little guy's invisible.
6.
22.
Disadvantage, Theo? Goddamn.
Yeah, 24.
Glebnor, as you follow Nansine toward the back where like a stairwell is, you two both take one quick look back and you can see that there's a statue in the center of the room missing Krizik's head.
You better finish that. It's going to be awkward.
And you can see that Nansine goes over to a stairwell that leads down into the basements of this museum. She takes a torch off the wall and begins leading you down a spiral staircase deep underneath the museum.
Huh.
I didn't really like it, hiding so much of our people's history down here. But there's something down here I need to show you.
Okay.
Something that I may think might connect some things for everyone.
Huh?
All right.
My father and his father before him and his father before him, we have kept a secret long here in Brandini. The storm always felt like a necessary evil, something that kept the machines away from destroying the world. But I think this might show the full picture. She walks to the base of the stairs. The torchlight illuminates a massive stored, like, warehouse almost. There's crates and crates of these ancient dwarven artifacts that have been shuttered and boarded up. Hidden below the floor kind of is a way to sort of hide the heritage of the dwarves here. As she moves with the torchlight towards the back of the room, she holds the torch up and it illuminates a massive stone mural at the back of the wall. Can I get some perception checks?
21.
19.
23.
You see on this tapestry, it seems to be like a cosmology painting of the gods of Aeona. Theo, I think what your eyes are drawn to immediately is the domain of death. There aren't names on these figures, but it is paintings of all these gods. You see a painting of the man in black and webs of fate that go from him down to his 4 children. You see Strife, this god with this like red skin and these horns that kind of wrap out from behind his head. You see War, this like hulking behemoth of a god, rippling muscles, holding 2 massive great swords, 1 in each hand. And then Pestilence, this hunched over, sickly looking god of disease. And then you see a face you haven't seen in a very long time. You see a beautiful painting of your mother. She is clad in golden armor and holding a sword at her side. What you guys focus on is all the other gods of Aeona. You can see that there is a creation and life domain. And here, you see the portraits of all the gods of the different races of Aeona. You can see there's a painting of the Allfather, the god of the dwarves. You see a painting of Corella, the goddess of the elves. You even see a picture of Groom, the god of the orcs.
Do we see Plupluplene?
And I believe you would see, actually, Blipdulpulp, the original god of the Kuatoa. You can see a kind of sultry-looking female nude body and the head of a crayfish. But like amongst all of this like crazy tapestry of all these gods of Aeona, you don't see Krizik anywhere.
Interesting. Okay.
And who had the highest roll actually?
It was 23.
You're tracing over all of these gods on this mural, and you notice that in on like the right side of this mural,
you see a symbol of these dragons swirling around each other. And it seems to be that these dragons represent the elements of the world. And there is a blue dragon that seems to represent the god of storms.
That was the original god of storms, Orokan. In the ancient world, he was the lord. The dragons didn't get involved in the great war against the machines. But someone else did.
And then I'm going to actually ask for an insight check from you, Toluga.
23.
As it dawns on you that Krizik somehow took his domain from this dragon god, you look back over this giant mural. And I think you know to activate your special eyes.
All right, guys, this might freak you out a bit. And I just hide me. And I just start, you just see like the spotlight just kind of just go everywhere on the mirror.
You can see that what was hidden with this ancient magic is below Strife, there are sub-gods of his domain. And you're looking at the demon lords of Aeona. You notice the Barstuk. There's a painting of this bulbous green figure. And I would say you also definitely notice that there is a painting of like a gnoll lord, a big, disgusting, feral hyena beast.
Yeah, that one's got to go.
And amongst, like, there's like so many of these demon lords. You're looking at them all. And it's all kind of overwhelming how many. You see there's a massive spider. There's some kind of vulture-looking lord. And what you do notice is amongst these gods, a ram-headed god of trickery.
Ah, no, I think I got it now. The demon, he's the demon lord.
I believe Krizik was once a demon lord of Strife.
Yep, there it is.
Oh.
He fooled the world into believing he was his storm god when we needed him most.
What was he the demon lord of?
Trickery.
Well, that tracks.
Yeah, no, all this tracks. Son, oh, by the way, son, we'll tell you actually after. It's a lot of information.
Yeah.
I don't know the specifics of how it all happened, how it all worked out.
Well, they probably tricked Dragon or someone to help kill the dragon. He absorbed that power, and now he's the mega god of trickery.
They may have gotten the blade.
And tricked it.
Blade? We'll explain.
God killing sword.
Yeah.
Make an insight check real quick against Nancine.
Both of us?
Yeah, both of you too.
17?
That's a nice 7.
Okay, 17. Nancine eyes like flitter between the two of you. How did you know?
Okay.
She walks over to the wall and places her hand on it and casts Stone Shape. And you see there is a tunnel that leads into an antechamber behind this mural. She picks up the torch and leads you all through it.
I guess we'll walk and talk.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'm like...
I'm going to come up close.
All yeah. Right. I'm only going to relay the information I feel safe saying because part of this pertains to information sharing with an entity I don't fully trust personally.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go through saying the man in black had 4... children.
Yep.
When you saw the threads, one of them was that woman in gold armor.
Yeah.
And that is Theo's mom.
I don't know if you would know what she looked like.
Well, I assume the only woman bunch would be the mom.
Fair enough.
Unless one of them had a...
What?
So, yeah. So... He is a demigod before we made him full god. He made a deal. He talked to his grandpappy. Well, son, I got a sidebar with you after because he communicates with Bleebly, but we also don't know how much information that Bleebly knows that he knows.
I have just the thing. Daddy.
What's going on with this message?
And then I vomit. I literally vomit all the information.
Okay. A full rundown is given to you.
And then I tell, like, the whole, he wants to kill the concepts. I'm not for removing the concepts, so I'm doing
I'm going to trust Daddy.
I'm going to be doing research into the Man in Black, separate.
Great.
That I already told
Theo about. Everything you say, I'm on board with.
And then I'm like, I'm not relaying anything of this to him until I know more that, like, okay, if God communicates to you, it doesn't absorb your knowledge of what you've known so far.
That's why we're doing sneaky head talking. Plus Nancine.
Can we phone wiretap in Nancine?
Wait, we want her to know this?
Well, yeah, she wants to know how we know, so I'll...
Well, I was going to say, she's about to show you why she knows it.
Oh, we'll hold on for a second.
As you follow Nancine down this passageway, illuminated by this torchlight, you come into this back chamber, and there is another mural hidden deep inside this museum.
Double murals.
As she holds up the light of the torch, you can see a mural of Krizik holding a black blade, driving it through the heart of a blue dragon.
Why would they paint this?
Krizik is the lie the world believes. A necessary lie to save us from the machines.
I'm saying this on a hunch. How do we know the Man in Black didn't allow for this?
We don't, but...
Because it could be a case of he lost control and things spiraled.
It's very true.
And then he wants control back.
Again, very true. But we don't know one way or the other. He did mention that he didn't want to kill his kids, so he cast the blade away, so he thought he hid it to a point where no one could find it, and then he said Krizik had found it. So, and again, I think if he had something to do with it, I think one of his kids would have had it rather than one of the sub, because I don't think Strife would have given up a blade to one of his underlings to then ascend to equality with him.
Well, the only thing I can say to that is people who have immense strength tend to overestimate their abilities.
True, but so if
maybe
you're...
Maybe he's just overconfident.
Yes, but if you have someone who is ascending to essentially the same rank as you and then has a weapon that can kill you, I don't think you allow for that.
Fair. I'm going to have to do a lot of reading. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Nancine, I'm assuming you know a good amount of people in the Krizik organization, or at least of them. Who is the bishop? He's an older dwarf.
Bishop Blackavar. He is a mountain dwarf. He is the head of the church, the voice of Krizik.
That could be our demon.
It's very true.
What better to hide your god and not amongst the people?
I believe Krizik is a real god, but I...
Well, at this point.
Yes.
I think that at the time, the world had dealt with so much death and so much pain that anything that could have saved us, we would have gone behind. There was no controlling the dragon god of storms, but Krizik was able to slay it, take its domain, and use its power to stop the machines.
Only if we were born, like, years early.
Yeah, we could have saved it. Oh, my God.
That blue dragon wasn't the only dragon.
There were others.
What happened to them?
I don't know.
I'd assume they're still out and about.
There was a dragon god of fire, dragon god of poison that lived deep in the swamps. But...
Swamps, you say?
Krizik could have killed... When he killed the god of storm, which was that dragon, he could have imprisoned the other ones to not be able to rise against him.
But they were already indifferent, so maybe he killed them and they were no threat because they...
Why not take their powers too, then?
Well, they're elements. They don't have... Like, they just do whatever. There is no bias.
He could have poison rain.
No, they're... But if... If you see one of yours get killed by someone in stealing power, you might want to rise up against that.
Can I actually get some history checks real quick from the group?
Before I spout something wise?
Yeah, I do deeply love the like level of conspiratorial thinking we're having here. I love it. It's my favorite thing ever.
Six.
Playing this game.
You said history?
Yep.
2.
9.
Okay. What's a dragon?
Yeah, it's just like a lot of dragon lore has never made it that far south of Tidagol. It's just, like, not a well-known thing. I would say with a 9, you know that there are some sea dragons out in the ocean, but none of them were worshipped as gods, really.
Yeah, I mean, I've never met a god dragon. I know there's sea dragons, but the only thing I can say is if they are, and this is purely me tapping into a little cleric knowledge I know, if they are gods of elements, or, well, you said storm, but...
Yeah, storm would be lightning. Basically. Yeah.
If they are gods of elements, elements are just things in the world. They're
chaotic.
They're chaotic. They're not necessarily... If one of them died, they wouldn't necessarily raise arms. They'd just keep going about being things.
I will say I don't know anything in the last few hundred years that would let me think that any of the other elemental domains have been taken over.
I was going to say, I think we'd notice we lost... I'm assuming the others are Earthwood.
Yeah, it's the whole nine, yeah.
I think we've noticed.
Do you remember?
25 September. I think we'd notice if fire was affected with how much we've used it recently.
And fair.
I think Earth, we'd...
I mean, we're walking on it all day, every day.
Mm-hmm. We'd notice if any, I'd assume, earthquakes were to happen.
The dwarves would definitely know if something had happened to the Earth.
And so I don't think if... anything, you're probably the closest. They may be in prison, but I don't think they would be killed.
Yeah, I mean, the killed part is probably not correct, but it...
Well, what if they're just out and about?
Yeah, that's the they're just left alone because they're beings of such natural stuff.
So what I'm hearing is there's no way to convert them to Bleebleism.
No. No, son. No.
I'm sorry. Not everything can... sort of be converted, I suppose.
I gotta get him into school.
we'll get some books. You know, we'll do some learning on the road.
Yeah, you know,
I've done book learning.
We'll have homeschool.
We'll have Reggie.
Susan was a hell of a book.
Yeah, we'll have Reggie read some books on the. You know, we'll give Glebnor some tests.
Speaking of Reggie, can I get a perception check for me, real quick?
13.
17.
I kind of want to leave it at 8.
Glenmer, you realize that Reggie hasn't followed you guys down here. He's just missing.
No. Daddy.
Yes?
Where's Reggie?
Probably overwhelmed and absorbing all the history. You want to go back and look?
Yeah.
Okay.
Feels weird.
You guys walk back down this passage.
I'll let you have your moment.
You guys have just taken in a lot. And you can tell that Nancine, it almost feels like a weight's been lifted, letting others know of this secret that her family has kept for so long.
She's gonna stop being so fucking salty all the time now?
A little bit, maybe. But as you're walking out, Nancine just goes to you, Taluga.
I won't have my people die for a lie.
Hey, you know, it's a tough choice. Like I said in the sidebar, you aren't your religion. You are what you make yourself to be.
And as you catch up, you guys can see that you make it back into this main chamber. And Reggie is standing in front of a mural. And it depicts dwarves being slaughtered by machines. He's quietly staring up at it.
How could we have let this happen? We were made to save the world, not destroy it.
With a 26 stealth, I want to spook him.
Oh, Glebnor, sorry.
What's going on? Why aren't you coming with us, buddy?
I just... being surrounded by all these pieces of my people is...
We tried to tell you.
I know, but...
And you can see that there's like graphic depictions on these murals. You can see dwarven armies led by a beautiful dwarven female general clashing with armies of machines. And Reggie's just overwhelmed, realizing...
Do you know these guys?
I don't know them specifically, but those are my gear forged, my people.
Question?
Sure.
How far away is Nancine from hearing all of this?
About like 30 feet. Or what's your speed, Glebnor? 40?
40.
Yeah, about 40 feet.
Well, she'd be a whole chamber away, too.
Yeah, she's back right,
but if she walks back and she hears that, that might not be good.
Yeah, I'll have her make a perception check. You can make a stealth check for me, Glebnor. That'll lack for you.
I'm going to pull Theo back a bit.
Yeah.
I think we got to, during the meeting, I think we got to just pull the curtain off.
22.
Yeah, she rolled a 5. She's like so locked into talking to Taluga about everything.
It's gotta be. I lead him in like, Taluga's brain thinking, if the god of trickery
became the god of storms. What says he can't trick machines or the world?
You're not wrong, but to prove all of that, we would need to bring this tapestry, like the whatever they have, tapestry or mural.
It was a mural, so yeah. Good luck getting that off the wall.
Well, no, is that it, like
is I mean, it etched into stone.
Or yeah, it's a giant stone mural that's painted.
How big are we talking?
I mean, it like covers a wall, like a full wall. Imagine if you've ever been in a museum.
I need dimensions.
I guess like a 30-foot by 30-foot wall.
I have an idea.
If you're gonna big flat and try to take shape,
nope.
Okay.
Oh, silly putty it.
Yeah.
No, that's a great idea though. We have a camera that I'm talking to right now.
I don't want to reveal that yet. I'm like, Nancine?
Yes?
Do you have two very blank, like very big blank canvases?
I suppose down here.
Rub a pencil on it?
Probably canvases.
Okay.
I mean, I have stone shape and magic. I can just recreate it if you need
to. Well, they might not believe that.
All right, yeah, of course. I mean,
you could do that still, but...
Having that with the actual pressing of the true...
They'll realize you aren't doing this to pull a wool or trick anybody.
All right, yeah, here, help me. And you see Nancine kind of goes through some of these, like, old crates and does pull out some, like, just blank canvases.
All right, now we're going to find some charcoal. We're going to make this look nice if I'm going to do it.
Glubnor, can you make a perception check as you're standing over there with Reggie?
16. Is Reggie turning?
No. I will say what you notice, though, is that there's like a closed off section down here of the basement. It seems to be like this is where all the Dreadforge tech has been kept.
Reggie, I got something to lift your spirits.
Oh, wonderful.
A classic plane smash and grab?
Oh, hi.
You can't hear me. I'm whispering.
I mean, maybe we'll just take a look at it. I don't even know if I want to take all this trauma with me when we leave here. Let's take a peek, though.
It can't hurt at all.
They're over there doing a charcoal drawing, so I don't think we'll be needed for a little bit.
What the? Okay.
You walk down the hallway. And I will say, one thing you do notice about this section is that apparently it has already been ransacked once.
This looks run through.
There were, at one point, multiple displays showing the different variations of Dreadforge technology. The different kind of body shapes that they had created in their massive war.
Is there a Reggie left?
No, there's unfortunately not a Reggie left. You do see that there are like soldier Dreadforge, these kind of basic ones, the ones that you actually saw pouring.
I remember
out
these
of the,
guys.
Yep. You can see that there's a massive one that kind of looks like the one that you initially fought in the swamp the first time.
The one that was fighting Big T?
Yeah. And you can see like there's all of these kind of displays. But what you would definitely notice is that each of these displays, the glass case has been broken and the Dreadforge heart has been removed.
Are there any unbroken ones?
Can I get a perception check with advantage as Reggie helps you search?
Dirty 20.
At the back of the room, there is a Gearforge Templar still in its case. This one looks like it had been untouched by the last robbery of this place. It actually looks very similar to the Gearforge Knight that you saw guarding the Dwarven corpse on the Ark.
A Templar Knight.
Reggie.
Yeah?
You knew one of these guys, right? He was in the room with you.
They were protectors.
All right.
Nice to help our scientists.
God, this accent is so hard to fucking do. It's so hard to go back.
Crazy guys!
Theoretically, would glassblower's tools include a glass cutter?
I think that's reasonable. You also have thieves' tools, right?
Yeah.
It's between the two, I think you could definitely get it. Give me a sleight of hand check.
13.
Okay. It's a little... You two can both make perception checks at disadvantage because you're very far away.
Janky-ass circle.
Yeah.
Glubnor, you're cutting it all weird.
17.
17 as well.
You both hear at the same time the sound of a glass pane falling and landing and then doing that, like, wobble sound. As it kind of floats out the circle.
Glubnor!
Do you want me to, or
you?
Do you
go check it out.
Okay.
If I go there, I'm just going to blow up.
Okay. I'm going to walk over to where I hear the noise.
Yeah, you walk down a hallway into the previous Dreadforge exhibit. Make an inside check with advantage, Theo.
I'm going to rifle this thing while he's inside.
Go ahead. Slide of hand or athletics.
Ooh.
It's a 16.
22?
look at a clear
sleight of hand,
a clear smash and grab job from the past. It seemed Ellie got a lot of Dreadforge hearts. But as you walk toward the back, mm-hmm. you see holding above his head, Glebnor has one final one.
Smiling ear to ear.
Glebnor, is that what I think that is?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to hand it to him.
You hold this beating clockwork Dreadforge heart, a necessary component to building a new gun.
Well, I think this will complete the work that I'm having Yurk do. So I very much appreciate this.
I would like to.
Mm-hmm.
Take some time with Reggie.
Okay.
To thoroughly inspect all of the Dreadforge
sure.
variations.
Give me a perception check with advantage because you got Reggie's help. You can make it also.
One thing I want to do is I want to take the Cloak of Elvenkind that I have mm-hmm. and give it to Reggie, kind of put it over his shoulders and be like, this will probably be better suited for you. You can be, you know, one of us. We all got capes or coats. So.
I have my own cape now. Thank you, Theo.
It's a 13. But I'm less looking for things and more looking at them.
The different models?
The different models, their shapes, their sizes, possible entry points, weaknesses.
Yeah, I would say that you do see that, like, I think probably the main thing that sticks out to you going over all these different Dreadforge models, so many places for a slime to slick in. But you and Reggie both stop at one of the end cases.
22 perception for
22
me.
Perception. You notice that there's a lot of really cool models here. It seems that the Dreadforge near the end of the war were kind of like having fun with it. They were coming up with a lot of insane designs to beat back the dwarves.
These things are metal, pun intended.
But what you notice, Theo, is there's one case where the entire display is missing. Ellie took this whole thing. And as you wipe away the dust on the name of this, it looks like Ellie stole a Dreadforge mainframe.
Reggie?
Yeah?
Yeah. What's a Dreadforge mainframe?
Are we doing an exosquad arc?
How did they get a mainframe? These were like our supercomputers. They powered most of the city.
Wait, what's a computer?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You guys are from, like, new, freaky, old world kind of new... a computer was kind of like a learning machine. We had them in the center of Gearhaven.
Can really use one of those.
They sort of kind of connected all of our systems. We think of it like a giant encyclopedia for the whole city.
What's a big book gonna do?
For someone like Ellie, she could have learned everything about us. And then make an insight check for me, Theo.
That's a nat 20.
Reggie gives him a degree in computer science.
Reggie looks up at you and Master doesn't code. Even try to hide it.
With a mainframe, she could control every Dreadforge. All of them. We were very, very careful to never let anyone get near them, or they were what we powered our city with. I can't believe there was even one here. How did one get so far near the dwarves?
You guys stay right here. I'll be right back.
I'm going to basically walk very fast back into the area where...
Just fast walking down the
hallway. Taluga and Nancine are... Taluga, we're going to have to go over something in a minute. Nancine, yeah. I was looking out there, you know, wonderful exhibit. It looks like, obviously, you know, someone had come rummage through here before, you know.
The scrappers, what are you going to do?
You know, how did you get a Gearforge mainframe?
Oh, the big boxy thing?
Yeah, of course, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, Brindini was sort of the last stand for the dwarves. We were the final keep near when the war ended. From what I know, their largest ship approached. We shut it down. And, I mean, obviously, their giant mothership had kind of cratered into Magaria. But it must have been from there, I suppose.
Do you mind if I have a moment with my friend here?
A sidebar, I imagine?
Yes.
Have I?
So... Pretty sure Ellie has a Dreadforge mainframe.
Cool, which great. What is that?
No, so apparently it's called a computer, or it's like a computer, but Reggie was kind of trying to explain it to me. Think of it as an encyclopedia, okay?
Oh, okay.
But yeah. However,
uh-huh.
It can control all Dreadforge. So Ellie might be finding a way to control all the Dreadforge. I don't know if that's good or bad, because I don't know her state of mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if she knows your dad's alive?
If she knows, she could be trying to use that to basically wipe Windmere off the face of the earth to save him or get him back or who knows.
You know what they say, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yes, so what we need to do is get to Ygeron fairly soon. So, you know, if they're already winning and she turns the tide even more with that.
I mean, if she controlled them, then she would have controlled them marching to Tidagol.
No, because we don't know if she was able to turn them yet.
I was just going to say, if she could control them at that point.
Mm-hmm. Well, they may not have been trying to go to... They may have been trying to go through Tidagol. Like, if they're so far down south and they have to go all the way north, and it's just they don't know where to go. It's straight line.
Make an inside check if you'd like.
I guess, yeah. Am I in this?
Yeah, you can both make one.
17.
24.
I would say that the machines from the Ark, it seemed to be that they were in the state of destroying all organic life when you discovered them. Okay. I don't think that you would be under the assumption that somehow Ellie had controlled them from Ygeron.
Mm-hmm. So it's like
just on those high inside checks.
Separate circuit.
A separate situation. Okay. The Ark really was an interesting little anomaly on Aeona's history. Something that had been lost to time. You guys came upon what the Dreadforge were like at the beginning of the height of the war.
Okay.
Machines hellbent on destruction.
All right.
I'm not saying she's bad. I'm not saying she's good. She's probably, I mean, it's probably somewhere a little in between, maybe. I mean, again, I don't know her state of mind.
I want you to be mentally prepared if we have to fight her, though.
I mean, yeah, I'm a little mad at her. She left me.
Yeah, that's true. How could she leave you? You're so great.
Oh, thank you.
You know,
Glednor, can I get a perception check back in the Dreadforge exhibit with Reggie?
6.
You don't notice that Reggie sort of walks off a little bit as he's looking at all the exhibits. He goes past all of these, like, big warrior mechs that have had their, like, Dreadforge hearts removed. But he comes upon, like, a little smaller exhibit. And there's a tiny, almost, like, glass crystal birdcage with a little mechanical bird inside it. And Glebnor, as Reggie walks up, it just looks like a little bird kind of tweeting away. But as you walk toward it, a living, breathing thing, its eyes turn red and it starts flying at the side of the cage, smashing into it.
Whoa! Reggie, what the hell is this guy's problem?
I think it must be one of the corrupted ones.
What do you mean, corrupted?
I mean, we were Gearforge, not Dreadforge. People didn't fear us. Whatever this thing is on my people, it wasn't natural.
What could have caused this?
I don't know.
Wait. Now that we have one, can you figure it out?
Okay, I suppose I could open this cage, but...
No. Keep it in the cage. Until we're in a safer place.
Maybe I could try to study it, try to fix them.
That's what I'm saying. We could reverse the curse.
We could reverse the curse.
Yeah. You know the Bleeblees. We're here to help.
That's why I'm here. Okay.
You're gonna be the savior of the Gear Forge! Oh my god.
Glebnor, could this be our secret?
You know it can. I love a good secret.
He looks around, making sure that Nancine's not there. He drops his disguise for just a moment, so he's a little Gear Forge sitting here. He opens up a small compartment in his chest and places the tiny bird cage inside it.
I'll work on you later.
As the little door in his chest slides closed.
That's not going to be a problem, having that inside you, right?
No. I'll make sure. I'll be safe. I'm also apparently immune to this whole thing.
Do we know that?
I make a insight or history check.
Don't fail me now, son.
Go +0. 16.
I will say it is actually common knowledge in Aeona that whatever it was that turned the... Dreadforge and Gearforge is airborne. Reggie's been out in the world for a long time. He has not been yet turned by this.
But he hasn't been near something that has been.
That's true. He was never near... Well, actually, no, because he was in an airtight container inside the Ark. So he has never come into contact with a legitimate Dreadforge in a controlled state like that. But you are under the impression that, like, it is well known that something released in the air that changed all of the Dreadforge.
Wi-Fi.
Part of the history.
5G.
Of it. 5G. They used 5 gold to somehow change the world.
Okay. All right. And then...
I promise. I'll be safe.
I'm going to keep a closer eye on you, buddy. I hope you understand.
Oh, hey, listen. I get it. But everyone has having fun secret projects. My secret project could be trying to cure this whole thing.
That would be spectacular. There's not a lot of you guys left, apparently, but... Not you me. Know. Maybe.
If there are any, they're in that storm.
Oh, yeah.
You promised
me. We are
going
to get rid of that storm.
You promised me that we would go there eventually, right?
Yeah, no, our whole main goal is to get rid of that storm.
All right. Well, let's join back up with them. They're probably getting super suspicious. Remember, cool guy walk. We practiced earlier.
Yeah, totally nonchalant.
Man, I'm super suspicious of my son. It's been too quiet.
Yeah, he hasn't made any noise.
Daddy,
before I leave the sidebar that I'm in, son.
I'm saying daddy, daddy, daddy.
Sidebar.
Oh, sorry, sorry. I'll give you your time.
So much history. This little gnome, Reggie's now just looking around the room. Can I get a sleight of hand checks from Toluga just to see how well of an impression you have made on this giant charcoal graph?
Wouldn't he have advantage because of Nancine?
Yeah, I'd give you advantage because of Nancine.
21.
A perfect charcoal outline of the mural. And you were able to kind of fill in the spot that only your eyes could see. This kind of hidden bit of magic that showed the demon lords that serve under Strife.
All right. Believe me.
Yeah.
Your little clock tattoo, that fixes things, right?
Yes.
Does it have like a expiration date on how, like... I've been curious for a while, but could we mend the etching on Reggie's back to see what it says?
It is less than a foot wide.
I can try it.
You're in front of Nancine right now, though, and he does have his little disguise up. But if you would like to do it when you guys were alone with him, you can totally try.
Well, you want to reveal it. Do you want to not surprise her in the moment of everything, or do you want to...
I think we should be open. She was pretty open. But first, Nancine, you said we could also grab some stuff from here?
I mean, there's not...
I'll tap on Daddy.
We could ask Jingleflop if he has anything that we can kind of get rid of.
What is it, son?
I already grabbed something.
We had permission. Why?
He gave it to me.
We're going to want this.
Oh, okay, but I mean, like, we already had permission. You didn't have to sneak it.
Just seemed like tradition.
It was a smash and grab. So.
But it's not so much of a smash and grab. She already gave the okay. We just grabbed.
I love the smash part.
Right, Glebnor, Toluga, take something quickly. Go ahead and make perception checks if you wouldn't mind.
Can I give them advantage just so...
Yeah, sure. You can help them kind of shuffle through the crates.
20, dirty.
18.
With an 18, as you're kind of shuffling through some of this stuff, you find this like really cool little clockwork necklace. It kind of reminds you of what Reggie's magic looks like.
Yeah.
You can add a clockwork amulet to your inventory if you wouldn't mind. Once a day, you can change one of your d20 rolls to a flat 10 before you add all your stuff.
Awesome.
And I think, Glebnor, you're shuffling through this like crate of stuff. Most of it looks like weird, like just robotic parts. You find this rod, and as you go to throw it behind you, you accidentally click a button on it and it just hovers in the air. And then you kind of look back and you've discovered an immovable rod.
What does that do?
I don't know.
Okay, well, he figures that out. Nancine, you got old books in here, or is it just old, mostly statues
and
exhibits?
I don't really think... It's not really a library. It's more of a museum.
Okay.
I suppose you could try to check out some of the wizarding colleges in Magria. They can keep most of the tomes and scrolls in the land.
All right, we're going to have to... I got to do a lot of digging in books.
Yeah.
Who would have thought I'd need to be the most learned one here?
Yeah, I suppose there's a lot of our dwarves go to a abjuration college in Magria. There's a dwarven settlement there. I can probably lead you in that way.
Okay. Is it shared with elves that believe in Corella?
Yeah. I mean, the elves are very good at magic.
Okay, because we found some dead elf corpse.
Oh, caught in the forest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got from there
If you're looking for a mage college, or if you're looking for elves, a mage college might be the place to start.
All right.
They are the most learned in magic in all of Aeona.
Okay.
Should probably be able to return their belongings.
Yeah.
Well, I've shown you all I know. I think it's time for us to have a meeting with your Underdark King.
Before we do that, since you showed all your cards on the table, Reggie, and I nudge him.
Yes?
I think it's time. You can stop the act.
We're doing the birthday surprise right now?
No. not that surprise.
Oh, you mean...
Yeah. It's important.
Okay, Miss Nantine, please do not freak out and scream down here.
I'm going to get ready to cover her mouth just in case.
He backs up a bit, lets his disguised self drop, and she is looking at possibly one of the last Dreadforge in Aeona. She immediately goes to yell, give me a sleight of hand check.
16.
Yeah, you cover him up. Oh, no!
He's been adventuring with us for like a month. He was confused by Dreadforge. He still called them Gearforge. Oh, sorry.
You had me bring a Dreadforge down here amongst all these Dreadforge.
He's not Dreadforge.
He's technically Gearforge.
Ma'am, I'm sorry.
Oh, God, this is going to be so hard. Now, talking between these two characters is so
brutal.
Have
fun with your conversation.
These crazy guys found me in an orc. We were not always monsters. We used to be Gearforge. We were made by dwarves like you to help the world.
Nancy, ask him how old he is.
How old are you, little one? To my estimation, 700 years old. I was here before the war with the machines. The details are a little fuzzy, but... in my time, we helped the whole world. We made great machines to make farming easier, to make all life for everyone easier. People didn't need to worry about famine or plague or any of those things. All that they had to worry about was taking care of each other. It was a beautiful world, and we were going to spread our magic all across Aeona to get rid of all of the problems. It's just a lot to take in.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
I mean...
we're trusting you with this.
We were... I can't speak for them too, but I was hesitant in the beginning as well.
I loved Reggie right away.
I grow on you.
It's true, he does.
Let me ask you something, Nancine.
Yeah?
What have we done to lead you to believe that we are not on the right side of this?
Or at least decent people.
Minus getting my brother addicted to gambling. You guys have really been on the up and up.
Totally accidental.
I'll take that one.
To be fair,
fault.
He's quite easy to fall for most things. So that
he's very fun.
It could have been anyone.
As this is all going on, I'm going to go behind Reggie and do the mending.
Okay. Arcana check with advantage.
I want to give him guidance.
You can give him guidance.
So it'll be an 18 plus, what's the guidance?
It's a D4.
So a dirty 20.
Yep. The dirty 20?
Yeah.
You pass your hand over the silver plate on Reggie's back. The clockwork tattoo spins. Well, before, in kind of just, like, some of these letters had something to be scraped out. It had just said Regibot on it. But as your tattoo magic works its way through these gears, you see it fills in. This is a regularizer bot.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's kind of my whole thing. I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing.
Why didn't we use the mending to fix his brain?
That's probably a bit more complicated.
I'm missing so many chunks out of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I do an insight on what I have an idea of what I think it means, but...
insight check.
Regularizers.
Mount up!
It's 19.
Reggie was on an ark, piloted by a dwarven gear mage, heading to the south. Near the middle or end of the war, it would imagine. Reggie was in a glass case, and the mage that was dead on the ground, the corpse of this dwarven mage, was being protected by Gearforge Templar Knights. There was a mechanical assassin droid in the room that you know had been clearly sent to kill this mage. Reggie was designed to fix the Gear Forge.
That's kind of what I was thinking when I saw that, but... so,
the prophecy is coming true.
I'm gonna relay what I believe... what he just said. What I believe that means.
That's my programming.
He's the savior of the Gear Forge.
Fix it.
We knew it. Lord.
I don't want to rain on your parade, but just because you know, don't act reckless.
Yes. I'm going to act reckless right now.
You no! see, Reggie pulls open his chest, takes
Let
out
me
this
give
little
you guidance
cage.
First.
You can see that there is a little robotic bird that is like ramming its body into the side of the glass, and Reggie.
I'm so surprised.
Reggie flips open this glass case, and as the bird goes to attack, spiraling gear magic comes out of Reggie's eyes, and you see this tiny bird stop its attack in place.
This is completely shocking to me.
Son, you could drop the act.
This little bird that was about to go to kill the living beings in this room starts hopping around and just lands on Reggie's shoulder. Totally unaffected.
I literally pulled guns out to... I was about to shoot it.
I got my brass knuckles about to punch the bird.
I'm here to fix it. I'm here to fix it. I'm here to fix it.
Stay in there.
Reggie, get it together. Get it together. I slap him. Cousin. Again, because you know doesn't mean you could be reckless. Okay. We don't know how to control that. Did you know you were going to do that?
Nope. Totally.
So what if that bird killed us all?
I would have felt bad, but I had to figure it out.
You would have felt bad?
You look so bad. This is amazing. I'm here to fix it. That's why I was in that case.
Reggie.
And they were sending me to fix it.
Reggie, can you replicate it on demand?
Probably not. This was a very tiny bird. But maybe. Maybe.
Reggie?
I have an idea.
All right.
We keep that. You don't do that again.
No.
The only time you do that is when we all decide it is all right to do.
Okay, yeah, I jumped the gun like immediately. I'm sorry.
It was exciting. I get it.
Yeah. We're really, this group is really bad at keeping secrets.
I think we need to get to Jaegeron. I mean, whether we'll figure out...
I think we should keep it a secret until we know more on Jaegeron.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
We don't know where my sister lies on a lot of this stuff, but we can most likely get some information there that may be able to help either his memory or at least give us some information on how he can be able to do that on a larger scale.
Man, we really should have inspected that corpse for an ID or something.
But
yes, son, he's...
What if we plug Reggie into the encyclopedia?
What? We don't have it.
But we have a map to it.
We do have a map.
We do have the map, but...
Smash and grab books?
Son, this is very complicated.
Oh, I'm dumb, so, you know. We're all spitballing here. There's no bad ideas, right?
That one's kind of a...
We don't know what would happen to him if we plugged him into...
We don't
want to
lose Reggie.
Yes.
Oh, no.
We also don't know the state of Theo's sister.
Theo's sister. I'm sure she's great.
Son... War changes people.
Yeah.
And depending on how much she knows about the man in black, that could also change her. Because I have some wild theories that I don't want to spout out.
That's fair.
See, Nancine's like, we should probably not tell anyone else about your little friend.
Oh, I was going to tell the War Council.
Listen, that's just too many people that could know about it. I don't even like knowing about it. If everyone finds out, you may create a leak. And if everyone finds out that you have a little Dreadforge...
They may think that we're trying to free the Dreadforge and be on the bad side of...
You guys have a big enough target on your back right now.
Why not make it bigger?
Well, because we could be putting the target...
No bad ideas!
With people that could side with us. If they're still in the mindset of all the machines are bad, that we have a machine, they might instantly think, okay, they're just trying to release the machines again.
I'm not saying I don't trust you in the Dark King, but from what you've told me, his kingdom was already almost taken over by Krizik. I don't think we can risk telling so many people.
All right, but there's one person I want to take on this War Council that... We gotta bring Jurgen.
Oh, we need a trap master.
Jurg.
He's used to living in a dank basement. What's
well,
the Underdark?
I mean, we don't need him in the Underdark, but he what he makes is helpful.
What does Jurg make?
Do you know Jurg?
He makes a boom.
He makes traps.
All right.
And boom.
Big and a boom.
It makes explosive material.
Big bada boom.
I think I took it to the next
step. You're gonna love him.
But the information that I can show him, sadly, is recorded on Reggie. So Jurg will have to know.
All right. Well, should we...
If you want to know the least amount about this.
Yes, probably.
Now's okay. The time to opt out.
All right. I will go and wait at the council. You go talk to your friend Jurg. And then we'll meet with the Underdark King.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds great.
All right, let's break.
Reggie.
Break. Hands in.
Hands in.
Break on three. One, two, three. Break.
Yeah. Disguise yourself again.
All right. So we will now cut into your basement. Unless you got anything else you want to do.
I want to lobby for something.
Sure.
My masquerade tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Can I lay my hand on the bird and make it look like a Disney bird?
It's really only for you, but I will let you extend it onto the bird to make it look like a little floating around 2D Disney bird.
Excellent.
It also probably to like anyone else just looks like a little construct, which is like not artificers make constructs all the time. Yeah. You can get away with this thing maybe, but if for funsies, if you want to walk into Jurg's basement, fucking scary trap master cave with a little cartoon bird, who am I to stop you? It might look good at the castle.
We have to get through town. We have to go to the castle.
I gotcha.
What, are we going to leave this bird out in the world? No. Yeah. It's Reggie's Zazu now.
I love it. We'll call him Zazoom because he zooms around.
Yeah, I like a name.
I love a name. All right, to Jurg.
Hold on. I got to see if I got cobbler. I go to hoist up my bag. All right, I got him. You eat your fill?
You look down. Cobbler has like his like center rock mass. He has like a big full rocky belly.
Yeah, you're going to take a while to digest that, huh?
As you guys like walk out of the museum, there's a full statue missing. Just totally ate an entire statue of Krizik.
Wasn't there something there? Don't worry about it, Nancy. Everything's fine. Meet you at the console.
Hell yeah, Reggie. Down low.
Down low.
All right, we will cut down because we got a lot of things happening still in this episode. We will cut down to Jurg's under. We'll say, give me one round of survival checks and make it through Jurg's crazy trap cavern.
17.
Can I lobby for advantage with my urchin feature?
Yes, you've been there before.
22. I'm just sliding around.
10.
Okay. Glenor, at one point, you walk down a hallway and like a giant axe cuts you in half, but then you just kind of form back together.
Didn't cut my zom, we're good.
You kind of like leap over some fire pits, like a wall of poisonous darts sprays across as you guys just kind of avoid all these weird traps.
There are my crazy guys! Hello! Come, please!
Jurg!
Yeah. You see scraggly little Jurg, a small kobold trapsmith, this little gangly dragon man.
I have planned a heist out to the team.
We already did it.
What?
We already got it.
I spent days on this.
But don't worry, we get something better.
I had so many explosives.
Yeah, you like it a boom?
You like it a boom?
I did all my...
What, you got the boom? What do you want?
Oh, well, two things. I've made progress on that thing we talked about.
Oh.
Second thing.
A big wink?
He just says big wink out loud while doing it.
Yes, big wink. Also, you have a chance to talk to Huff? Did he meet with you?
Huff discussed he's working on special project. He told me he's done. You can pick it up whenever you're ready.
Oh, that's my man. Third thing.
You're having that guy work on a...
Don't worry about it. It's for your birthday surprise.
Balloons!
Is he good at balloons or cakes?
He's the best.
Dozer left the other day. He had small halfling, very excitable little man with him.
Yeah.
He said they're making way to Underdark.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay. The rest is you're going to be on our war council.
Oh, I love a war council. I've never been on one, but I feel like I'm doing a good one.
This is serious. I'm going to give you information, and if you tell anyone, our Boom Brother friendship is over.
I would never jeopardize Boom Brother friendship.
Okay.
He spits in his hand and goes to shake your hand.
I spit in my hand and it's extra slippery.
Right.
Reminds me of my ex. All right. What is secret mission you must tell me about? What is this surprise?
Okay. Reggie, I gotta show him what you recorded.
This is a big day for me. Okay.
Reggie backs up. Turns into his little Dreadforge form. Jurg just goes,
look at the metalsmith work.
He like isn't even surprised by it. He's just like,
oh, look at those gears and servos.
He just kind of like goes up and starts grabbing at Reggie.
Sir, please, that is my whole armpit.
Let me get in there. Oh, you are tiny Dreadforge. What? How did you find this? Is this what you stole in the big heist?
No, actually, we found him in a different boat.
Yeah, it was a different heist.
Oh, you guys because we did so smash many
and
grab.
We did smash and grab. That was a smash and grab.
Feeling a little bit left out of the smash and grab, but that's fine. We can maybe do one later.
Yeah, we'll do another one.
Small for fun. Okay.
So Reggie is a gear forge.
I do not know geese word.
He and I flip him around so he sees the regularizer butt.
Whoa.
He can cure Dredge Forge.
Interesting. He is like an antivirus?
Reverse the curse.
Yes. Actually.
Perfect. What do you have to show me besides cool robot?
He just kind of like shakes Reggie a little bit.
Hit the recording.
Reggie's little eye zooms out like an 80s camcorder, and he projects with a minor illusion. Would you guys like to describe what Yurg sees?
He sees Tuluga, full cowboy hat on, manically holding what looks to be a makeshift, like, fat man. But it's just, like, I don't know how big the grenades are, but I assume they're chunky.
Yeah, they're chunky.
Just a makeshift... Five grenades taped together.
Hold on! He slaps Reggie in the side of the head to pause it.
I must get popcorn!
He runs and jumps in a scrap pile. You kind of like hear a popcorn machine going off, then like a microwave ding, and then he runs back with like a big bowl of popcorn.
Okay, hit play. He smacks Reggie in the side of the head again.
He sees me holding my hat running, and I place it down, and you see like a wire coming back. I'm like, wait for this.
How big is this boom going to be? I am freaking out. I'm peeing a little.
Wait for the troll.
What is that big freaky thing?
He sees a mushroom cloud, and instead of like the mushroom cloud shape, it's just Tuluga thumbs up
in the explosion cloud.
Yeah. And then I get sent flying back, holding my hat, manically laughing.
A single tear rolls down Jerk's cheek.
That was the most beautiful thing I have ever seen.
I made a lot of progress. I don't know if Reggie was able to catch it, but I can make siege weapons.
Big bada boom.
Big bada siege.
And Bleebly, tell him what I did to your mortar.
Oh, yeah. So I pull out the mortar and I basically explain exactly what he did.
It'll be holy stank on that thing.
I try to recreate it. Yeah, I just did this. You got any of that alchemist fire?
Yeah, fucking let's do this.
I dump it in. He's just pouring tons of alchemist fire into your mortar. Can I make a mortar shot for him if you wouldn't mind there, Theo?
It's a nat one.
It explodes in his
hand. No, it misfires. Oh. So it jams.
Daffy Duck.
So I'll just mending.
This is a problem I knew would happen. You do not have a Yurg weapon.
I don't.
And I have been working diligently.
On the schematics I gave you?
Come with me.
He grabs your hand and walks you over to his little workshop quarter. There is a tarp over a little bench.
Would you like to do honor?
I would love to.
Give it a yank!
As you yank the tarp off, there is a glistening Dreadforge shotgun laying on the table.
It is just missing one piece.
Well, thanks to Glibnor, I have this.
As you hold up the clicking and beating Dreadforge heart and place it into the chamber of this shotgun, arcane runes light up. You pick it up, cock it. What is the name of your new gun?
The new gun is called Jury's Verdict.
Hell yeah.
The judge is in town, baby.
And you are now holding your brand new Clockwork shotgun.
I put a lot of work into that one. It's got a little kick to it.
This is a really fun shotgun. If you use a bonus action to aim down the sights, if you hit a target, then you have to make a strength saving throw or be pushed back 15 feet.
Nice.
You can also do a hip fire spread shot that kind of acts like a green flame blade, where if someone is sitting within 5 feet of the original target, we'll take a little bit of splash fire damage.
Hell yeah.
Got a good spread.
Got a good spread.
So we're going to a water council meeting? Hell yes.
Yeah.
What will be my role here? Just kind of like an advisor?
I think you help with armaments.
Yerg.
And yes. Traps.
You've been extremely nonchalant about the robot.
Well, I mean... It's just cool looking. I like it.
Great. I'm glad you feel that way. No one else does.
I am sworn to secrecy.
B- Boom brother secrecy.
I'm the boom brother here.
I know. You two shake.
You are my boom.
We already did shake.
You are my boom.
Another one for good luck.
You're my boom nephew. And
I would never. Boom nephew.
he shakes your pseudopod. You don't need to spit on that, do you? That is so wet. Okay.
Soaked.
All right. I will be your ammunition advisor. I am very ready for war council.
Are you big into ovens or no? Is that...
This is more of my nephew's specialty, but... I don't know how I'm going to...
And I take out the Easy Bake Oven. Oh! I don't know how I'm going to get this to him.
Well,
Oh, well.
Just hang on to it, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe bake some snacks in it.
Have you left this?
Get a sending stone to him. He might be able to...
He'll be at the war council.
I need a whole necklace of sending stones at this rate.
He'll be at the war council. We'll just tell him.
Well, we don't know that.
Why wouldn't,
no, I think he,
why wouldn't Yarno
be at the war council?
Right, well, I just assumed Kiki was the leader of the, you know. The,
yeah, but Yarno's our, like, boy. Yeah,
he's an inside guy, kind of.
All right. To the war council.
Okay. As you guys kind of come up back onto the streets of Brindini, you can see Yurg has, like, big cartoonish 80s sunglasses on.
I have sunlight sensitivity.
Oh, yeah.
It is so bright out here.
When was the last time you left that bunker?
Long time.
Right, while you discuss that, son, take my bag. Oh, actually, no, I need the bag.
Getting heavy?
I'll meet you at the war council. I got to pick something up real quick.
As you guys head to the war council meeting, to look at you sneak through the streets and make it over to Huff's blacksmith stuff. Taluga, come inside.
I'm coming in, Huff.
Pulls you in. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
This thing came out wicked badass.
Oh, really?
He walks over. He's like, I don't know if you've seen a tarp get pulled off something today, but I'm going to do it one more time.
Not personally.
He grabs the tarp, yanks it off. Would you please describe to me what the secret project looks like?
So it looks... So the only gun that I initially saw was the judge's sentence. So it was it's a revolver, right?
Yes.
So this is like a upscaled shoulder... Like it has a shoulder mount... kind of looking revolver, and you just look at the chamber and it's like a 12 like cylinder, but the holes are just like they could fit like a Toluga in.
Yeah, massive. And you can see that also I would say that Huff is painted on the side what looks like a buff version of him, and like where the barrel comes out, it looks like he'd be like breathing fire almost. So when you fire it,
badass.
It looks like the rockets are firing out of a cartoon Huff.
All right. And then the only other thing I'll say is that it has a stand to mount the end of the barrel.
Tripod.
So you have to prone fire
this. Yes. It's not done yet, but you have basically the chassis of this weapon. You will need to, when you fire this thing, go prone because of the kickback. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what you're planning on putting in this thing, but it can handle any level of heat you throw at it.
That's all I needed to know, Huff. Thank you.
And again, if anyone asked.
I got it from Handsome Huff.
Handsome Huff.
God, you're so good at your job.
Let's dap it up!
Dap me up!
You guys do the Street Fighter dap up.
And feather explosion.
You can see that the war council now that is being met with in Stonegrouper Keep, you guys are all kind of waiting for Taluga, and Taluga kind of bursts into the room. The bag of holding looks slightly more full as it kind of jangles on his hip. But you walk up to the dais now. Stormcrippers have all taken their place in their thrones. And they have kind of brought like a small table in front of it where you can all sit in front of this sending stone projector.
Ooh, nice.
All right. Luga, you're privy to this council.
Excellent.
And I guess Cobbler, I actually can't really gauge your intelligence, so you're more than welcome. And I grab the stone and I slam it. Council begin!
You slam this sending stone into this center little podium, twist it, and it lights up. And a projection of this sending spell goes into the room, and it kind of makes like a hologram, essentially. I would say if you call it a spell, it'd be like a silent image with words. That's not that silent. Fuck me. It's just, yeah, a projection. And you look out, and there is now a sort of in front of your little war council.
It's a major illusion.
It's like a mirror council of the Underdark. You can see the Underdark king sitting in a throne. To his right, you see Kiki surrounded by more of her tiny Kenku rogues. You can see that Yarno is standing there, and he looks like really fancy. Like Yarno's like gotten some like really fancy clothes for himself. And you can also see your father is standing there as well with Uncle Gulp.
You can see Mean Gene standing proudly next to Uncle Gulp.
Oh, Gulp, Dad!
If it ain't my nephew!
Oh, man, I gotta tell you, I got really good at war.
Son, we're so proud of her great things.
Yeah, I laid a four-person siege and killed a demon.
Look at each other. Four people. And you can see the King of the Firebelly does stand up and walk over.
Well, my people have never really trusted the Hill Dwarves, but I trust our friends. We're here to make a parley. Taluga, Bleebly, Glebnor, the floor is yours.
All right. So we're going to lead with the shocking information first, so we can give some time for processing.
You might want to sit back down for this game.
Yeah, you're going to want to sit. I don't want you falling.
All right. He backs up and sits
everyone
back on
grab
his
throne. A chair.
Nansine is like, attendance. She snaps her fingers, and they draw out a giant, like, what looks to be like a picture frame, once more covered in a tarp. Stag is like, can I do it?
You're never gonna believe your eyes!
He pulls the tarp off. He's like, oh, it's the face in the wrong way. Hold on one sec. He goes around to the backside. You can hear the wheels loudly squeaking as he spins the entire picture back around.
The surprise!
He goes and sits down.
So what
am I looking at here?
I like to imagine that Mamin, as like a studied cleric,
yeah,
is like
aghast,
like jaw dropped, like understanding fully what she's seeing.
Don't you all see?
Okay, thanks. Okay, so I'm not crazy.
You're a fine cleric, son. You're doing great.
All right.
Hi, Mamin.
He's so good at public speaking.
So I will lead today by saying that the god Krizik is no god.
Hush falls upon the nobles here in the Tauren Keep.
Krizik is a false god. If you look in this bottom corner, and I pull out a laser pointer, if you look at this bottom corner, you see these four dragons, each one representing an element.
You can see that Yarno kind of perks up. What the fuck? He's just kind of like trying to like look. He's trying to like push past the king pointer? So he can see it.
Where'd he get that?
That each one represents an element. You fire, earth, wind?
Yeah, sure.
Water.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the electricity as we know it. If you look closely, that dragon is blue. That dragon was in charge and was god of that element. Hmm. Now, what I want to draw your attention to is that there is no Krizik here.
Yeah, I say they all make basic perception checks, basically this whole room. They're like, he's right. You can see the Underdark King is like, I'm glad I was sitting down for this.
Information that I have gathered was that a black blade, the same blade from the Man in Black.
Yeah, you point at the tapestry and you can see that in this painted image of the Man in Black, there is a black blade at his hip.
Somehow fell into possession of one of Strife's demon lords. Can you? And I point out, of these demon lords, one of these is the only one that resembles the visage of Krizik.
Yeah, and you see that King Magni of the Firebelly stands up.
The Lord of Storms is a demon lord?
Not just any demon lord. He is the demon lord of trickery.
Again. Throughout the whole room.
He, in everyone's most desperate time, used their desperation, tricked the people most likely, obtained the blade to kill the dragon to overtake its domain, to then become a false god for the people to believe in.
You can see that the Hill Dwarves are all looking shocked, but they're all looking at Nansine, and she goes,
it's true. Everything he says is true. We have been fed a lie to protect the world, but that lie is now putting us all in danger. Whatever is happening behind that stone wall, it's going to destroy the world if we don't stop them. I have followed Krizik and his faith my entire life, but now he is calling my citizens to that war, a war they have no business being in.
In the past, we have been no friend to the Firebelly. But I think you see the same thing we do. Kurzik seeks domination, and it is not in a dwarven nature to bend the knee.
Firebelly King raises up with his hammer.
Well then, cousin. It seems the dwarves are going to war.
You can see Yarno's like, fuck yeah!
Yes! Hell yes! We're doing it!
He kind of like punches Uncle Gulp in the knees. Ow! Oh! Cool! Yeah, great!
Oh, Yarno. Psst, psst.
Yeah.
Take a look at this. Show him the easy bit.
My easy bake oven!
Yeah.
I thought it got taken.
I'm going to leave it here so someone can pick it up.
Is that my nephew? Everyone move!
He kind of pushes through the rest of the council. He gets right in front of the sending stone. So from their end, they're just seeing Yerg's face coming in through their projection.
Hello! I have not seen you in so long, nephew. Friends you send are very fun guys. Uncle, it has been a while. You're too close to the sending stone. So on our end, it's just you want to back it up. Back it up. I'm so sorry, everybody.
I'm going to go over and just, like, back Yerg up. Just, you can say hi, just from a distance.
I've taken the liberty to rope Yerg in as a part of a munitions portion for our war effort.
He making a boom good.
We have Yarno in the Underdark, but we have nothing for up top. And if I'm going to be honest, I think the smith we should use up here should go through Handsome Huff.
You'd see there's like a bunch of murmur in the crowd. There's like one dwarf in the back. It's like, he does good work.
He knows how to work with Dredgeforge steel. And his work, I could vouch for it.
You see the Underdark King. My people have begun training an army down here. We can protect the south and the Underdark if you are willing to protect topside. You see Stackley's like,
we're always ready for a fight. The boys you sent up this way got rid of our vine curse. All we have now to worry about is the demon lords in Magria. But if we can come to an agreement here, the dwarven lords can stand against those that would betray us and turn our land to ruin.
The Underdark King is just kind of eyeing up Stagley real quick. You can make inside checks for him if you wouldn't mind.
9.
5.
I net 20.
What they see is a tense moment between two like alpha dwarven males. You see is the beginning of a burgeoning bromance.
I'm like clapping my hands like, oh my god, I can't wait to hear stories.
It's been a long time since the dwarves stood united as one. Common enemy, I suppose. We will help protect Brandini and the Highland Dwarves from anything that comes up from the north. And we will begin training an army to move on Kryzik and Windmere.
Awesome. While you guys do that, we're going to go to Magria. And I'm thinking we got a lot of demon lords to kill.
Yeah, that's very true.
I've been privy to information that I'm not yet sure I should reveal at the moment. I may, and I'm like, I have to consult with a more knowledged cleric. So, Mob, and...
we could talk later.
Yeah, we're going to need to. And then, you know, how good is... what was that priestess name again? Oh, jeez, she's so forgetful.
Which one?
Yahoodle!
Yahoodle, oh my god, thanks, son! Is she good?
Yahoodle's fine. You know.
Okay, I'll just consult with
you. If you need like a lesser restoration, I will go to Yahoodle.
No, it's all right. It seems like a mommy type of information. I might have to pick up my clerical studies.
You see Nancine steps forward and is like,
if you could go into Magria and deal with the Gnoll Demon Lord, it would give us more freedom to work on building your army here.
Well,
with that threat removed, we could really start combining our armies into one fighting force before we push north.
My biggest question is, we are a religion that doesn't discriminate, clearly. I mean, I got Luga, I got Cobbler, my son's beautiful. Diversity. How do you fare with elves?
See, all the dwarves kind of give each other a little side eye.
I mean, we work with them in the past during the Great War of Necessity.
Well, you might need to work with them again, because we found their bodies in the south, meaning someone was probably feeding the Demon Lord in the south with elf corpses from Magria? Unless they were in the south, I don't know. Elf migratory patterns.
Make a quick perception check for me.
This is where it's a dirty 20.
We find out Jolib is actually a demon. 17?
You can see on the other end of the projection, pushing through the war counts.
Get out of my way! Excuse me, get out of here!
Theo, you notice it first. Little Gammy Green dryly pushes through the war council.
Hey guys, Gammy.
Oh, Gammy!
You said you find elves?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
From Corellas?
Yes.
Yeah, when, they had the two swords. Was that them?
I had sent word to Corellas when we thought we were going to be dry forever. I think they were probably coming to help.
I mean, it did take them a while to get there, though.
So it took them a while. When we found them, they had been there.
They had been sucked off.
Oh, no.
They had been there for a couple of weeks, it seemed. But it seemed they were killed and moved there. Doesn't necessarily know how far, but...
It was blade slashing that killed him.
Correct.
All right, well, I'm going to make my way back to Tidagol. Helping the effort to kind of put the city back now that you've saved it.
Oh, you might meet Ivy there.
If you get, beautiful woman. If you get to Corellas, there's a great tree in the center of the city. I can transport to you from there. I can help you if you get me to talk to the elves.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
That is great, Gammy.
It's very damp there when there's a girl once. It's very nice.
Well, hopefully we can fix your problem.
All right. Well, you know, send me a message. Animal messengers are fun. One little bird will come tell me. That'll be fun.
Okay.
If you have that spell. If not, whatever.
I don't.
Okay. Well,
we could probably get the elves to do it.
Continue your war council then.
See, Gammy Green just kind of fades back into the little crowd behind the king.
I don't think... In our effort, with the information we have now, we get to choose who our allies are. You know, once we're enemies, are now friends. And with that mindset, that is what we're going to need to win this war. That and my tactical genius, baby! Woohoo!
Four-person siege, only the probe.
I will workshop what I've learned with Jurg. So that he can relay the information down to Yarno. I think I've developed rudimentary siege weapons.
That'll definitely come in handy.
So, yeah, that's huge.
Listen, I think maybe we have the beginnings of a real alliance down here. I won't let the Underdark ever be taken control of again.
And then you see Nantine stand up. And I won't let anyone... force my dwarves into a war unless we choose it, and we're choosing this one. And I think at the end of this intense war council, where the path forward seems quite clear, we're going to end arc 3. We will catch you all in arc 4, but I think actually, possibly, you may get a fun little quirky side adventure in between these two arcs. So, we will see you all next time on Dicey Situations. Thank you all for joining us so very much on this very long, very special episode. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode. You get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.